Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of the week from 4pm alongside Benty. So, we begin with the WBC, or the Wubaka, heavyweight champion of the world, Tyson Fury, who joined White and Jordan for a bizarre 20-minute interview where we were left with more questions than answers. Tyson stood by his claims that we've seen him for the last time in a professional ring. Have a listen.
Yeah, I'm never going to fight again. Yeah, no, I might though, I might. Yeah, I'm never going to fight again, unless you give me 500 million, a billion, a gillion, but I will fight, no.
That's me. This is exactly what he said.
Right, I'm going to tell you the truth. I am retired 100% from professional boxing. I made that very clear on the last show I did with you guys at Wembley afterwards, and I'm still adamant. I am 100% retired from pro boxing. I told you all before the last fight, this will be my last fight, and that is my last fight. That's my last professional fight. I've retired on top of the world, undefeated, two-time heavyweight champion of the world, who's won every single belt. I'm not interested in coming back out of retirement. I only just retired 8 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, how long it's been. I've not got that itchy feet straight away. If it was 5 years down the line, then we could maybe talk about it.
Tyson Fury is still the WBC heavyweight champion of the world.
I've got 12 months. I've done two mandatories back to back. I'm just keeping it as long as possible.
Just in case you come back.
Klitschko as the third longest reigning lineal champion in history. I'll keep that in my pocket for as long as I want. I have got 12 months and I'm keeping all of my belt that I worked hard for as long as I can. I'm holding this division up because I own it. This is my division.
So, would anything tempt the Gypsy King out of retirement? Well, someone will need to fork out a lot of money.
Even that 200 milli report from the Sun today, that didn't even tempt me. I thought that would be like half of what I would want to come out of retirement. I probably want half a billy. He's go and get half a billy, and then the Gypsy King will come out and solve all these problems for him. Because if AJ gets beat again off Usyk, then it's only going to be one man to redeem this great fighting nation of the United Kingdom, and he goes by the name of Tyson Fury, a.k.a. the Gypsy King. And I can solve all the problems, the embarrassment, all that stuff. That's going to happen. You know, one call. But it's going to cost half a billy.
Yes, he's an elite boxer. Yes, he's an elite athlete. Yes, he's captured all our imagination in the ring. But first and foremost, this man is an entertainer. And he's putting it on right now.
And he's sitting on his throne.
On the throne.
Joshua's getting beat when he fights Usyk again. Unless he gets his fat Morecambe and lets me train him to win this fight, I don't see him winning the fight. And I said that last time. He will get beat again. Then it's going to take the half a billy note to get the big GK out of retirement. You know, when they can't win, they send for Achilles. And Achilles comes at a high price and sorts the job right out. Get off!
Listen, no matter what, when Joshua fights Usyk, you'll be there. Whatever it is, right?
I wouldn't go to it if it was in Morecambe to see two bums fight each other.
Yes, you would. We're not going to get
Tyson,
you budging.
If you want to see a Tyson real man fight, come with the half a billy. I can't like Donkey Kong.
Now, England have named their squad for next month's Women's Euros. Manager Serena Wiegmann left out former skipper Steph Horton, and ex-Lioness striker Leanne Sanderson said it was the right decision.
Former England captain Steph Horton, 121 caps for her country, has not made the squad. She's really been struggling with fitness, been out since September's international break, so hasn't actually played under Serena Wiegmann.
We knew that the time could be a problem, and we said we're going for it. And she did everything she could. And I think she's in a very good place, but now she needs to get minutes, to get rhythm. And we can't give that minutes and rhythm. And in that case, I think she's not ready enough yet to compete at the highest level in the Euros, which is very disappointing. But she did everything, we supported. And then you have to make that hard decision. And I know she's been contributed. She had such a big contribution to this team over the years. She captained this team. So every decision for every player that wasn't picked is really hard.
Are you surprised that Steph didn't make the cut? Right decision?
I think it's the right decision. It's a sad one because I played with Steph for a number of years, being a former England captain and stuff like that, but she hasn't played all season. I was at the Continental Cup final with TalkSport and she was in a cast. She looked like she'd had surgery and stuff like that. So I'd be interested to know. I mean, I'm sure they gave her everything they could to be in this squad and stuff like that, but she just obviously wasn't ready. And I think it'll be a shame, but I'm surprised he's not going there in any capacity. Not like David Beckham did a few years ago with the men. Mm. You know, he goes there because her experience is invaluable.
Somebody said to me, when they'd not seen one of your press conferences before, that they could tell you have a winning mentality. I know that you've been talking quite a lot with Gareth Southgate and working together with him. What have you been able to talk to him about? What have you learned from him and what lessons maybe have you given back to him as well?
Yeah, well, we shared experiences. That's really nice. I think that's one thing that we care about people. Yes, we want to win, and it's you have the best players of the country, and we talk about you have to have a clear plan and communicate that and keep communicating at all times, and also create an environment in which players just dare to do things, and that's then you make mistakes too, but embrace mistakes. You make learn from mistakes. You've had these discussions how create winning teams or make the chance of winning as high as possible, and I believe that starts with a safe environment, with a clear plan, with communication with players.
And don't forget, of course, that TalkSport will be the place for every single Lionesses match at this summer's Euros. Now, the fallout continued after Gareth Southgate's England lost 4-0 at home to Hungary midweek. We'll hear from three former England players in Tony Cotty, Danny Mills and sneaker freak champion Darren Bent. But first, here's Moni Simon Jordan, who thought it was unfair that fans were so quick to call for the manager to go.
He splits it past the keeper. And it's in for four. Hungary are running riot at Molineux.
We've got to a semi-final that we should have won. We've got to a final that we could and should have won, and we'll never get a better opportunity to win it on home soil against an ageing Italian side. So the next step has to be winning this tournament. So he's rightfully under pressure, but the hysteria that's building up now because of this result is just bloody silly.
Well, it's amazing how quickly things can unravel in terms of support and feeling.
It's all a bit all over the place to me. Gareth, he's got to take yes, the players need to take a serious look at themselves, but the players are tired. They go away on holiday, get away from it. 3 weeks, go away and forget about football. But, when you come back, then, of course, when they get the Germany and the Italy games, they've only got two games left now. Gareth needs to refocus and he needs to come up with his best team and his best formation because we are running out of time. And if you go into a tournament, which we've seen before with many England teams, where they don't know what the best players are, they don't know what the best team is, you will get knocked out very swiftly. And Ray said earlier, it's a group we should get out of. There's no such thing in football as an easy group if you're not in the right frame of mind.
A second yellow card for John Stones, and England's horrendous, ignominious evening is going to see them end a man light as well.
It's one of them where you go, okay, it is a glorified friendly, we all understand that, but you still don't want to get beat up the way you've been getting up the last four.
You're right, but it doesn't mean anything. It means nothing. Yeah, but he's trying out players.
I get that, but I think we're now looking for excuses as to, okay, it's only a friendly, it's a glorified, do you know what I mean? Because when England were winning these games, we were lauding them as the best team around, the best, what a guy Gareth Southgate is. We haven't been beaten for I don't know how long it was. Do you know what I mean? I think now that we've been beaten and beaten quite convincingly and our last four performances have been really poor, I think there is a little bit of cause for concern.
No, I don't. So for argument's sake,
they're going into the World Cup. They're going into the World Cup with no form. None.
It's an incredibly disappointing result. The last couple of results, obviously the two games against Hungary especially, you would have to say, were disappointing. Hungary are a decent side, though. I think a lot of people have maybe shown a little bit of disrespect. I think these results are in isolation. compared to what's gone before. It's one result, it's one bad result in however many. You know, it happens in football.
On now to Hugh Woozencroft and Carlton Palmer on TalkSport Kickoff.
As I say, this competition has been a real Achilles heel, and I knew this would be a difficult period because I knew we weren't going to be able to play all of our best players through it.
He wants to look at formations. He needs to make a decision ahead of the World Cup. If he was to put his full strength side out, he wouldn't have had a problem in those games if everybody was available. He wouldn't have had a problem. But the issue is he knows what his players he's going to take to the World Cup. He probably already knows the formation he's going to play. He probably already knows the starting lineup if everybody's available. So he's damned if he does and he's damned if he doesn't. But when it comes to the business end, which is the business end is coming up on the 21st of November at the World Cup, that is when Gareth Southgate and his team should be judged.
On now to cricket, and here's two former England fast bowlers, Darren Goff and Steve Hammy-Harmison, looking back at that sensational win against New Zealand in the second test at Trent Bridge.
And it's Ben Stokes at the crease as Trent Bolt is in. He swings back and hits the ball through the covers, raises a bat to the sky, and Trent Bridge erupts in delight and disbelief.
Well, I think by just playing that brand of cricket, it's going to get a lot of people on their side. You've seen the reaction now. 17,000 people turned up with free tickets yesterday to watch, as I've said, I joke about it, Baz Boys or Baz Ball. They've now got a name for it. It's going to be... He's the most positive bloke England could have gone for. He wants to play positive cricket. Ben Stokes is the great man to have by his side, who also plays that brand of cricket. And if we want to get the public on our sides, playing attacking, aggressive, entertaining cricket, it's there to see. There's going to be bad days, by the way. We're going to play that way and be all out for 100, I'm sure, at some point. But if you play a dull, boring game and then you lose... you get more criticism. Look what's happened with England football team yesterday. And that's the difference.
Huge amount of credit to Nottinghamshire County Cricket Club for letting people in for free. It just shows you that, you know, Test cricket's still alive, even if you try and charge £160 for a ticket at Lord's. You let people in for free, and the atmosphere yesterday, 17,500 people there yesterday. And quite a few of them would probably have been to a game of cricket for the first time, which was brilliant.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, a bit of horse racing for you. And State of Rest won the Prince of Wales Stakes, the feature race on day two of Royal Ascot. The 5-1 shot was ridden to victory by Shane Cross. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
Shirea, State of Rest on the outside Bay Bridge. Shirea looks just a little bit one pace. State of Rest is gamely holding on in front. Can Bay Bridge pick up with a furlong and a half to go? Bay Bridge is starting to eat into the lead of State of Rest and is eating into it, but it's still got a leg to find up inside the final furlong. State of Rest is being really game. Ryan Moore galvanising up. Braybridge, but is it going to be all too late? Because that is a stunning front-running display by State of Rest and Shane Cross. Joseph O'Brien, son of Aidan O'Brien, secures his first Royal Ascot triumph. Had to be brave and game, and that's what he was, as all comers tried to get at him, including at Braybridge, but in the end, wins by a length. How gutsy was he there?
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, of course, alongside Darren Benn. Straight after us, it's England against Belgium. That's a women's international friendly. It's live on TalkSport, presented by Adrian Dunn. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.